now bring you further eyewitness accounts of the disaster at the Empire State Building. The interviews will be conducted by Barry Gray of Mutual Special Features Division.
It's 12:25 Eastern Wartime in New York City. This morning at about 10 o'clock, an Army bomber crashed into the tallest building in the world, the Empire State Building here in New York City. Fire Chief Walsh of New York says there are already 19 known dead. And the four-alarm fire has drawn every piece of fire apparatus to the busy scene of 5th Avenue and 34th Street in the heart of Manhattan. Official police reports say the B-25 crashed and exploded into the 78th floor of the skyscraper, and hundreds of office workers were trapped a fifth of a mile above the street level. Two girls at work in the 73rd floor were Miss Edith Iverson of 857 Fairmount Avenue, St. Paul, Minnesota, and Jean Fagan of 3 East Bank Street, Chicago. They were at work in the Empire State offices of the North Central Broadcasting System. And they are now at the Mutual Newsroom microphone here in New York to tell you in their own words what happened. Now, Miss Fagan, tell us what happened when you first heard the crash.
When we first heard the crash, we sat at our desks and looked at each other. We didn't know what it was lightning because we've heard so much publicity lately on lightning striking the Empire State Building. But we opened our office door, and in the hall, it was so covered with smoke we couldn't see, and the elevator shafts were flaming with smoke.
But tell us, what was your reaction, Miss Iverson?
Well, I too thought it was lightning. We found the service stairs finally and began to walk down. There were only two other girls on the floor. But many people from other floors, there must have been at least 30 or 40, and they were all walking down, too.
Was there any fire on your floor besides that from the elevators? Miss Fagan.
The windows. We looked out the windows before we went out the door, and it must have been a piece of the wing of the plane, because we could see it falling. In fact, it was so thick you couldn't see anything but this bright orange flame going by the windows.
I see. And how much of a flame would you say in judging it in feet? Or couldn't you judge from your position?
Oh, about five feet.
We could see it was just plain flame.
A wild sheet of flame.
Just going by the window.
Was there any sign of panic in the building among the people you saw?
Well, not until we got to the 66th floor.
And what happened at 66?
Some of the children started to cry and whimper and said they wanted to get out of there. That's about all we found. And otherwise, I think everything was very well conducted.
How about the adults? They were perfectly under control?
Very well so.
The men.
At the time, the men reacted favorably.
Very well. They took control of the situation and handled all the stenographers and office girls and so on and directed them as to what to do and where to go.
What happened when you got to 66, though, as far as getting out of the building? I understand the elevators were stuck.
The elevators were stuck, and they were flaming at certain points. The firemen came and started to work on the 66th or 64th floor and started pounding at the doors with axes, etc., in as much as they couldn't get them open. So finally, after much confusion, one of the gentlemen said that anybody who wanted to use the stairs was welcome to do so, and we took the stairs.
Did you see any injured?
No, we didn't.
You didn't. And what happened when you got to the street? What was the street scene like?
Well, it was all blocked off. The policemen were there and quietly directed us which way to go, and we got out with very little trouble. Of course, we saw the ambulances, and that panicked us all the more, but we did manage to get out and on our way.
And a lot of debris in the street, of course.
Yes, sir. Very much so.
For a good block beyond.
I see. And I understand you're from the Middle West, and your folks naturally will be worried, and you're hoping that they hear this broadcast.
That's right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to an eyewitness account by Miss Edith Iverson of St. Paul and Jean Fagan of Chicago, Illinois, workers in the Empire State Building here in New York City, which building suffered an accident this morning when a plane crashed into it at 10 a.m. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Following this brief explanatory note, you will hear a re-recording of the sounds of the plane which crashed into the Empire State Building on Saturday, July 28, 1945. This recording was made in the American Society of Civil Engineers offices at 33 West 39th Street, New York City, approximately five blocks away from the scene of the tragedy. Now, if you will listen closely, you will hear, over the dictation of the man who made the recording, the sounds of the plane and the crash at the end.
University of Michigan. Here's Dean Crawford. We are standing under cover.